Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour, we have a talk show host from D.C. who was fired when he criticized Israel. Where's the freedom going in this country? And we're about to go back to your calls. Joel in Wisconsin had talked about, lung cancer is up sixfold in the last 3 years. I mean, everybody's getting it. People who never smoked, little kids are getting it, women are getting it. Christopher Reeves' 45-year-old wife got it. She never smoked. DU, I mean, you get just a few thousand of these little particles, which there's just billions blowing around in any square mile. It's all over the planet now. Hundreds of thousands of tons have been used all over the globe. 10 proving grounds here in the U.S. It's up everywhere. Detectors are picking it up. They're finding these people's lungs. We're all breathing it right now, so enjoy it. Thank you, New World Order psychopaths, for all you do, you nuts. We know it's only the beginning. Thank you. Yeah, they're now claiming it's secondhand smoke. Big national statistics just came out from the CDC. Smoking is at all-time lows in U.S. history, period. There are now less smokers than ever, and that trend has been going for now 20 years, and we're now seeing massive increases in people that have never even had it. So how have you had more smoking in the past and all the smoking indoors? Would there now suddenly, with all these cities banning secondhand smoke and the rest of it in restaurants and buildings, would it suddenly, with no evidence, would they be saying secondhand smoke is causing it? You got to love it. I mean, now, you know, everybody's going to get lung cancer, basically, and they'll all have DU in their lungs, and they'll go, no, it was the cigarettes. One whiff and you're dead. But I mean, uranium, well, that's nutritious. And mercury is good, too. They'll probably have newscasts saying DU is nutritious pretty soon. Put it on your Wheaties, DU fortified, a new mineral. I mean, they got newscasts saying mercury is nutritious and good for your brain, so that's what's going on. Let's go ahead and go to Ivan in Oklahoma. Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you, Alex. Just want to first thank you for the red, white, and blue film that you had put out. I had just finished watching all three of those the other day. And to be quite frank with you, you know, I cried afterwards because I realized just how bad it is. And so right now I'm letting my friends view this.
And for those that don't know, the Red, White, and Blue special is three DVD specials together. Loose Change and, of course, Martial Law and Road to Tyranny.
Right, right. My question is, many of the televangelists that I have watched, and some of them I've really learned a lot from, but I've noticed that over the past couple of years, they really publicly endorse President Bush, and they insinuate that if you don't endorse President Bush, that, you know, you're not a Christian, you're not, you don't have a lot of faith. Alex, do you think they do this out of ignorance?
Well, I know why. They will lose their licenses if they don't toe the line, their FCC and cable licenses and satellite licenses that are issued, and the government will come after their 501c3 license they get from the government, and they've been promised billions and billions of dollars in faith-based initiative if they go along. They're going to be getting big cash money from the government, so there's your main reasons.
Okay, so they fear man more than they fear God.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are high-level Masons and Satanists and or drug dealers using it for a drug-dealing front. I mean, just most of them are charlatans, sir.
Okay. Well, Alex, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
All right. I appreciate your call. And I'm sorry I have to tell you that. I mean, there's a few good shows, I guess, on TBN and a few of those things. But, I mean, I'm not joking. A lot of these big international foundations for kids and stuff, they're really just government fronts involved in white slavery, drug dealing, you name it. We've done articles on that. See, if you're a criminal, posing as a preacher is a real good way to do it, isn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Open phones throughout the next 2 hours that we've got left in this worldwide broadcast, or 1 hour, 51 minutes to be precise. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. I know what you call a Bible thumper. I'm not really a Pharisee. I don't get around telling everybody about the beams in their own eye, because I got plenty of beams of my own. But I do love God, and I'm a Christian. I don't hide that. But this is a news program. But all over the country, we have had Christians being arrested for their speech, arrested for protesting, arrested for demonstrating, not even outside abortion clinics, but just out on the streets of major American cities. And we've had liberals getting arrested with a T-shirt saying, I'm against the war, and there's 500 unpermitted pro-Bush people, but the demonstrator that's anti-Bush goes to jail. And I've experienced my own personal type of censorship. I mean, I had the highest ratings of not just the talk stations in Central Texas, but I was dwarfing almost all the music stations. I think there were like one or two that had higher ratings. It was, you know, ridiculous 10 shares and things of that nature, and, you know, time spent listening of 45 minutes. And, you know, that's back in the late 1990s here locally on an affiliate that's now Spanish Music. 98.9, The Invasion, or whatever it's called. Although that's the other station. And they got a new program director, or new general manager, excuse me, and he just and they said, hey, Jay Leno talked about you two nights ago. And the vice president of the company, was on a bunch of newspapers and radio stations, Shamrock Communications, flew down. And he said, you're going to shut up about all this stuff. You're going to shut up about Bill Clinton. You're going to shut up about Waco. You're going to shut up about George Bush. You're going to shut up. And I said, well, I mean, I've got a lot of sponsors for you. You're paying me almost nothing, but you make a lot of money. And I thought it's First Amendment at its best. And then they changed the motto. It was no longer 98.9, First Amendment at its best. It was just, you know, talk radio. They got a new tagline. And then for 6 weeks or so, I wouldn't shut up. They called me again. They said, we're going to fire you if you don't shut up. And a few weeks later, they did fire me. And I didn't care. I'd already started my show on the then-fledgling Genesis. In fact, I'd already been doing two shows at once, doing a show from my home for an hour a day, and then an hour at night doing two a day, and then coming back and at night driving up to the studio in Austin and doing it. And they called me in with such pleasure and said, get your stuff and get out of here. You thought you could talk about my Marines? You're fired. That was because I went and videotaped Marines training with hundreds of role players screaming, I'm an American. No, no, not the camp. And fake interrogations where, where'd you get the guns? Where do you live? I live in San Francisco. I mean, openly training to take our guns. So I'd get on air and go, you know, I was what you'd call more mainline conservative. You know, I haven't changed. The conservatives have. But, you know, control the borders, pro-gun, get rid of the Federal Reserve, you know, interviewing Ron Paul. I mean, it was pretty milquetoast back then. I didn't know a hundredth of what I know now. And I just came back and said, I went to the urban warfare drill, and it's what I'd heard. They're training for America. And I go, our great Marines shouldn't be having this happen to them. And I was very reverential. That still wasn't good enough. You know, I'm a former Marine Corps captain. You're fired! Well, you know what? You're an out-of-work loser now, buddy. God punished you. And everybody that worked there who was against me, who thought it was funny and snickered and laughed, are a bunch of losers. And I predict that our guest that we've got on with us right now is going to be blessed after he's been punished for free speech. And I don't attack Israel. You know, I get criticized for not even being neutral on it, but just saying, you know, that, well, I mean, Israel could have a state if it wasn't so anti-Christian and anti-Muslim and anti-Jew. I mean, it's atheist. The labor Zionists funded Hitler. That's now public. So I get criticized for not bashing Israel. But Christian radio host fired for criticizing Israel, 20-year host Dale Crowley with high ratings, told you can't talk about that. Michael Collins Piper, American Free Press, the un-American thought police operating on American soil, have struck once again. This time their victim is veteran Christian evangelist Dale Crowley Jr., who has been the host of two popular radio programs broadcast on WFAX 1220 AM radio in Washington area for 20 years. And they were told, you're fired, you can't talk like that in the Israeli lobby, your focus on Israel is not allowed. And what does he do? He just gets up there kind of like the whole Jews for Jesus thing and says, we need to get, you know, Jews become Christian. We need to have them not ban proselytizing. Did you know they catch you pulling out a tract and handing a tract, just a mainline tract. It doesn't matter if it's Catholic, Protestant, whatever. You are arrested. You are deported. There is no freedom of religion in Israel. They don't have a free press. They're not a free country. They have staged elections. And we need to be able to talk about this. But regardless, I mean, you know, to take an established staple show and fire the host. Now, hey, they own the station. They can do it. But we can criticize them for it. So I wouldn't even so much call this censorship as it is political correctness. People confuse censorship. Censorship is if they don't let Mr. Crowley go out and start a newspaper or start his own radio show or go get a show. If the government comes in and says you can't have Mr. Crowley on, then that is censorship. And in a way, I get the idea that happens, so maybe it is classical censorship. Mr. Crowley, thanks for sitting through my four-minute diatribe. Good to have you on with us.
Nice listening to you, Alex, and thank you for the invitation to be on your program.
Good. Thank you for coming on. Tell us what happened to you and your little run-in with the thought police. Tell us about yourself and give us an example of what Mr. Crowley talks about on his radio show. Just give us a sample of this evilness that was supposedly being broadcast.
Well, Alex, I'm a very soft-spoken person. I'm slow of speech. I don't have the gift that you have. So you're going to have to bear with me. I'm a paleo-conservative. I go way back. My father was a militant Baptist preacher beginning in the 1920s, going through the 30s and 40s, and I'm following in his example. He was a patriot. He was an America First patriot. He opposed the Vietnam War because it was not declared, And he knew the whole story on Israel, although he didn't say too much about it in his radio ministry. He began his radio ministry here in the Washington area in 1941. I was on his program many times in the 1940s, in the 1950s from Japan, on this very radio station. And let me begin at the very outset, Alex, by saying that this that happened is tragic. We have been friends. Our family and the Newcombs have been close friends for 53 years, since 1953. And
wasn't any light thing. I mean, I've researched this. You guys are icons, you and your father, in the area, staples. And so this is like chopping an arm off at the radio station. That shows the incredible power of the AIPAC lobby.
Well, that's why I want to lay this foundation. We had this close relationship, and it's been disrupted. I broadcast 1,000 broadcasts of the Focus on Israel since 1986, only once a week, 15 or 20 minutes every Saturday morning. And suddenly, the program hasn't changed, I haven't changed, but suddenly, 2 weeks ago, I was informed that the program was being discontinued. Now, gagged is a better word than fired. They don't employ me. I'm self-employed. I'm an ordained Baptist minister, and this was basically a Bible study program. Israel is mentioned in the Bible 2,500 times. The Jews are mentioned 100 times in the Old Testament, 200 times in the New Testament. And I told the owner, Doris Newcomb, I'm not going to be able to teach the Bible anymore if I'm not permitted to use the words Israel and Jews.
Oh, they specifically told you that.
Specifically, you cannot use the words Israel and Jews on your radio program.
So now, just don't even use words in the Bible. Unbelievable.
That's tragic. And our friendship, this 53-year friendship we've had since 1953, has been disrupted. And so the only conclusion you can come to is something powerful and ominous and frightening and terrifying had to happen to cause the station, the Newcombs, to make this decision.
Well, sir,
it's probably has the biggest audience on Saturday morning of any program in the Washington area.
Well,
and
yeah,
now
but,
they've lost it.
Yeah, with radio, everything is time. It's always being there and having a decent program. But if you've got something that's decent, it's there continually. That's what builds audience. Like nothing else. But specifically, Mr. Crowley, something really, really scary must have happened for this to develop. You know, this network tried leasing stations a few years ago, just a few tests to see how it would work. We leased one in D.C., and the owner flat out said he was getting complaints from the Senate. Senators were calling saying, get that off, and they basically came back and tried to buy us back out. I mean, that's how scared they are of
yeah.
shows like this.
Well, that could have been one of the... I don't know what triggered this decision. It could have been the White House, Homeland Security. I've been opposed to this Israel's war against Iraq for over 3 years now, before it began. The Federal Communications Commission might have been pressured to talk about anti-Semitism and hate speech, which the program is not. I'm not a hateful person. I've broadcast 1,000 broadcasts of the Focus on Israel. It's a Bible study program. I close every broadcast with Romans 10:1. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that Israel will be saved.
And the AIPAC people have got it banned in Israel to say that we want Jews to come to Jesus.
Yes.
And so now, buddy, you can't say it in Washington.
Well,
pretty soon it will be greater Israel here.
Well, that's exactly right. I've been coasting along here for 20 years. I thought I was untouchable. I thought if they left me alone for 20 years telling the truth on the subject
of
Israel...
You're a canary in the coal mine, buddy. We're in the 11th hour, Pastor.
Well, I know that. I know that. But to go along 20 years, it reassures you that you're okay. But then suddenly, I'm out, so...
I want to hear what they specifically said to you, Mr. Crowley, when we get back. We're going to return after just a few short messages. Very important, so stay with us. And I did a show for 20 years as father, I guess for 50-something. And that's 1220 AM radio in the D.C. area. not allowed to say the word Israel.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Veteran Christian evangelist Dale Crowley, Jr., family on the station for over 50 years, and now this happens. Why did this happen? I mean, did you get a phone call? They call you in? What developed? What did they tell you?
Well, I have a live program on Friday and Saturday. After the Friday live program, morning of March 3rd, I was called into the office of the owner, my wife and I sat there, and she told us what the decision had been. It was a tense moment. She was not comfortable at all. But she told me seven or eight things here that that I could and could not do. And to understand the impact of this, you have to understand the content of the program. About one-fourth of the program once a week was the Bible lessons. Then I quoted from Jewish writings frequently, the Talmud and Kol Nidre and things like that. I've known a lot of Jews, and I quoted them. Jacob Gartenhaus, Haviv Scheber, Al Lilienthal, Rabbi Elmer Berger, and Arthur Kessler. I didn't know him, but I quoted from his book, The 13th Tribe, frequently. And then one of the features of the broadcast, once a week, was the two leading Jewish newspapers in the country, Forward out of New York and Washington Jewish Week out of Rockville, Maryland. And then a small part of the program was my own comments, interpretations, and opinions. In other words, the sources were completely, if you want to use the word Jewish or religious or biblical. I refrained from introducing too many of my own ideas and thoughts. It was a Bible study and a news program, basically. But it was too much for the Jews in the area who apparently got apprehensive about it. My Jewish friend Haviv Scheber told me there were taboo topics that we Gentiles were not supposed to know, much less discuss. But he urged me, don't be afraid to talk about these taboo topics on the Focus on Israel radio program. He told me that in 1986, Haviv Scheber. Many of your listeners have heard the name and know who he is. You can find him on the Internet. A dear Christian Jewish friend of mine, and he helped me start this program in 1986 and said, don't be afraid. And he said, the phoniest accusation that they will bring against you is anti-Semitic. He said, remember, there are 200 million Arab Semites in the world and only about 20 million of us Jewish Semites. And he said, therefore, anti-Semitism is a phony accusation to bring against anybody. So I haven't been afraid, Alex, and I've been sincere. I've been forthcoming. I think this is knowledge that Christians ought to have. And I believe that it has been obscured by these pro-Israel fanatic evangelicals in the country.
Well, Mr. Crowley, Pastor Crowley, I know a lot of Jewish Baptist preachers and others who happen to be Jewish, and they'll tell you the Talmud and the Zohar and all that stuff that came out of Babylon later is completely anti-Torah and anti-Jewish. So I don't, and I guess that's what you covered, was just the stuff about how everybody else is slaves and deserve to die and, you know, all this other really crazy stuff that comes out of there.
Yes. Well, I pointed that out, and I relied a lot on my friend in Missouri, Herm Otten, who publishes the Christian News.
Here's my analogy. Let's say you and I are paleo-conservative. We support the Founding Fathers and the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. And then Bush comes along and says, no, that's no longer American. What I'm doing with the police state and the antithesis of freedom, that's now America. And then if we attacked Bush and said, well, we're for the old Americans, it wouldn't mean that we were anti-America. It'd really mean that we were pro-America. But see, it's the same thing. They say, no, you're anti-America if you aren't for Bush, just like if you criticize the more modern Kabbalistic Judaism, you're supposedly anti-Jew, when that's not true. All you're trying to do is, I guess, continue what Jesus and, of course, people like up on the mountain, Moses, said.
Well, that's exactly right. And Jesus got in trouble. My Haviv Scheber said to me many times, if Jesus had dealt with the Jews of his day like Jerry Falwell deals with the Jews today, he never would have been crucified. So we're right where we were in New Testament times, Alex.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's about a bunch of Satanists in control, and Jesus trying to overturn it. It's the same thing today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. It's March 16, 2006 on this Thursday live edition. A few days ago when I saw this article, I went and did a Google search for audio for Pastor Dale Crowley. And again, it's pretty tame stuff. I mean, it's just the classic, we need to bring Jews to Jesus and Israel's, you know, atheistic. And I mean, come on, that's what preachers are supposed to do, is go get people to you know, proselytize them. And the Bible tells Christians to go after Jews. That's really, God really, really told, Christ told his people to do that. And, you know, they were after everybody, but especially the Jews. Was of God's covenant, of course, in the Old Testament, on Mount Sinai with them. Again, this is just a news program. We're going over this interesting phenomenon. I've had arguments with my Christian friends. I'll say, well, if Israel's so great, why were they founded by atheistic socialist party? And they're like, well, I don't know that because they don't know any history. Well, it's true. No, it's not. Well, did you know that you get arrested over there if you proselytize? I don't believe that. Or if you find a Christian who does know about it, they go, well, they have to. They just can't have. Well, would that be okay over here? Well, so it's really weird, and it's a problem. It's a big problem. So let's go ahead and go back to Mr. Crowley and Pastor Crowley, and we'll take some of your calls on the subject and others here in a few minutes. When I specifically find out what callers are specifically for our guest, 1-800-259-9231. Pastor Crowley, can you answer that question for me? I mean, why is it anti-Christian to criticize Israel. I've been told this, that you're not allowed to criticize Israel. Well, all the prophets criticized Israel. They were there calling God's people back. And then if you talk to people and they say censorship is good over there, that Christians shouldn't proselytize, what has happened to Christians in America? What's happened to Christendom?
A lot of it, Alex, is a consequence of Scofield dispensationalism. When Scofield wrote his notes, he did his best to exalt Israel, put Israel first. He even put Israel above the church. Read his notes in the New Testament. Many times he denigrates the church, the body of Christ, and exalts Israel. He never has anything bad to say about it. And this Scofield Bible, these Scofield dispensationalism, has influenced the Church of Jesus Christ around the world to exalt Israel above even the church, the body of Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, let me just say something here that's important. 5-6 years ago, I wouldn't bash Israel. I'd say, leave Israel alone, nothing against Israel. I knew that Israel had been involved in a lot of bad things, but, you know, all these countries are corrupt. But if I didn't worship everything they did, like selling nuclear weapons components to Iran, or selling our missile secrets and F-16 fighter secrets to communist China, I would get a call up going, my guest I'd had on, you listen to me, Alex, you're going to go to hell if you criticize anything they do. And I go, and I went, wait a minute, I don't claim to be a Bible expert, but I sat through a lot of Bible study when I was, you know, in Sunday school. Every prophet came and criticized, and God would judge Israel with foreign nations in captivity, and Jesus criticized what Israel was doing, and I mean, isn't that the, I don't understand what you're saying. They're like, you don't say a word, you worship Israel. So really, we don't worship Jesus Christ, we worship Israel now.
Yeah, it's the God's chosen people myth, and as I say, it came out of Scofield dispensationalism more than any other. And Scofield is dangerous, it's insidious, and it is weakened, and the church.
Well, didn't he come up with the whole rapture thing?
Well, this is all related to Israel. He said, if we help the Jews get back to Palestine, then we can hasten the coming of Christ, and the rapture will take place and remove us all.
Yeah, that's right. Man can make God do things.
That's right. My friend Grace Halsell called it Forcing God's Hand. She wrote a book, and that was the title of the book. Many of your listeners have it, I'm sure. Forcing God's Hand, making God hurry something up that we want to see hurried up.
Well, that's what the devil did that got him thrown out of heaven.
True. And we're experiencing exactly the same thing the Apostle Paul experienced. He said, these Jews have tried to hinder me preaching the gospel of the grace of God. The book of Revelation talks about those who are claimed to be Jews. They're not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. So there are these imposters. And one of the dangerous things that's going on now is a lot of these people, we call them neocons, they want to rule the world. They're behind this one world government, New World Order business. And George Bush is one of their puppets. He's doing their bidding.
Well, back to the censorship. You and your family, 50 years on the radio there, you haven't changed what you're doing. I guess it was just becoming a little too effective. I think these boys are on the run now, and that's why all over the place they're trying to censor and control.
Well, I'm happy to know that it has been effective, but I haven't changed. I didn't change the broadcast in 20 years. Something is taking place that has brought this to the attention.
Did you ask them why? I mean, did you say who's threatening you? Or I mean, what happened? Did you say, I can't make those changes, and they said you're off the air? What happened?
Here's what happened. Just bear with me. I was told not to mention Israel and the Jews anymore on any of my radio programs. I was told that two broadcasts on the next day, Saturday, would not be permitted. They were afraid of me getting on another broadcast and talking about being gagged on the other one, on the Focus on Israel. I was told that Focus on Israel would be discontinued immediately and permanently, never to be broadcast again. I was not given the opportunity. I was forbidden to make any more live programs. In other words, if I broadcast an up-to-date program on that station now, it has to be pre-recorded and approved. Later in the day, on the same day, March the 3rd, I was told that I wouldn't be given the opportunity to go on the air and tell my listeners what had happened. Well, Alex, the uproar has been unbelievable. I understand that the station has received hundreds of emails and phone calls from around the region and around the country.
Well, Mr. Crowley, I think it's simpler for you to just get a podcast going and to go get some time on another station and just stop even giving these buffoons attention.
2 days later, my grandson, Joel Overstreet, listens to you, and his wife, Susie, is a computer geek. She's got me now on the Internet, Crowley's Focus on Israel. So the Focus on Israel ministry is not dead. It's still alive and well.
We'll make sure we get a link to Crowley's Focus on Israel.
That's Crowley's Focus on Israel. That's the name of the Internet website.
What's the final? Is it com, org, net?
I don't know about that. I'm a Neanderthal when it comes to this high-tech stuff.
I'm
an old man, Alex.
Find it. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Your web presence will be bigger than that pathetic radio station.
You Google in Crowley in Israel, and you'll get the website, I'm sure. I hope so, anyway.
Yeah, I know. Until they start censoring that. Rupert Murdoch's already trying with MySpace, so. This is just, something. What makes me mad is I never even criticized Israel, and then I criticized 9/11, and the ADL attacks me.
Yeah.
I mean, they want a fight. They want to claim they represent all Jews, and they don't.
They don't, no.
All the Jewish people I know who are my friends are great people, and then you sit there and you see these folks from Khazaria, these European folks, they're not even really Jews to begin with.
Ashkenazi Jews,
Yeah, and they're busy microwaving the Sephardi Jews, and I'm sure you know about killing all those Jewish kids, and I'm bad because I don't want them to kill Jewish children.
Yeah.
I mean, they microwaved and radiated 110,000 of them when the U.S. government funded them to do that back in the 50s to 60s. I mean, when you realize, and then you find out this group funded Hitler, they're really mad right now that big Jewish publications are now exposing him.
Yeah, well, Yitzhak Shamir wrote a letter to Hitler telling him that they wanted to be one of his allies after he had won the war.
Well, exactly. So we're bad because we're against Hitler now, Pastor.
Yeah.
I guess we're anti-Semitic, huh?
Yeah. You've mentioned something a few minutes ago that reminded me of something I've got to mention. Did you know that Israel will not permit a Jew who has converted to Christianity to immigrate?
Yes, I knew that, and they do not allow proselytizing on the streets or anywhere else.
Yeah.
And they have full-page ads in major newspapers. The government does when about 10,000 Chinese workers came in a few months ago, and they told them, they said, if you date a Jew, you're going to be arrested.
Mm.
Now, can you imagine those racial purity laws in America?
Suppose those things had happened here. Suppose we built a wall 400 miles long, a foot thick, and 25 feet high, to separate one group of people from another. But we help pay for it over there.
Well, also,
these are the kinds of things that I dealt with every Saturday. The truth, the reality, no lies, just the straight facts of what's taking place.
Well, the truth cannot be contained because people tried to pick on me when I didn't even do anything. I now talk about it. And now they picked on you. Everybody's going to hear what you have to say on wider audiences.
Yeah.
I hope I hear you on 50 Patriot radio shows.
Well, Alex, how can I listen to you here in the Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, Baltimore area?
We had an affiliate there for about 8 months, and the government went absolutely ape and pressured the station to kick us all off.
Oh. What station was that? Do you remember?
I forget. There's so many.
Yeah, there's so many around here.
It doesn't matter. For every station we get, we lose. We just get more.
But my grandson, Joel Overstreet, he gets you, I think, on the Internet.
Yeah, you can go to Infowars.com.
Uh-huh, that's what he does.
Or PrisonPlanet.com, Pastor.
Yeah, that's the one that he accesses, yeah.
And there's always the network site, GCN Live. It's the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Genesis Communications.
Yes, sir. We're on Christian stations. We're on Air America liberal stations. We're on libertarian stations. We're on conservative stations. Stations that are owned by private groups or individuals who are informed and have just checked out what I claim. See, it's not a radical program. Everything we talk about is admitted and in everybody's face. And it sounds radical to a new listener, but it's just what's going on. I got a question, though. So I guess we're going to have a policy here in America, like it is in Israel, where you just don't criticize anybody. You just keep your mouth shut.
I think that's coming. I think that kind of censorship and that kind of surveillance and management of communication is going to happen.
But America didn't do anything to Israel. America went and fought Hitler. I haven't done anything. I'm tired of it. I'm not guilty of anything.
Yeah.
I want to be left alone.
Well, let me tell you something funny, Alex. I just wrote a book last year. It's called On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything But Right About It All. And I dedicated it to WFAX. I mentioned the founders and the owners by name and everybody on the staff in the, on the dedication page. And the book touts itself on the front page and also on the back cover as containing messages actually broadcast on a Washington, D.C. region radio station, WFAX. Now, I was proud of that, but I think it got back to them. Of course, I got their approval to dedicate the book to them. But I think it's backfired, and it was more of an embarrassment now than anything else. I hope not. But that's the irony of ironies, that I dedicated the book to the radio station that gagged me for what I had put in the book.
Well, it's just unbelievable that this type of stuff goes on. You know, in Canada and areas of Northern Europe, they are banning reading certain passages out of the Old and New Testament. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yes, yes.
So, I mean, we're becoming communist China, folks. And then meanwhile, you know, I studied the New World Order, Pastor. Did you know it's run by Nazi devil worshippers?
No, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, I've really, really studied it, and at the highest levels, though, even some of these so-called Zionist leaders really aren't even what you'd call a Zionist. They're just into the occult.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. And this is something that comes up in these newspapers, Forward and Washington Jewish Week, every once in a while, and I expose that on the program. Everything that the Bible is against, Jewish leaders are on the front lines. I'm talking about sodomy, pornography, abortion, evolutionism, everything that the Bible teaches against is praised in the Jewish press, in the Forward newspaper, in the Washington Jewish Week. It's in there every week. And these are this is one of the things that made up the content of my program, these outrageous, occultic, satanic things that the Jews are into, and they're proud of it.
Well, certainly a large segment of a particular leadership. Well, regardless, you should be able to have your free speech. You know, somebody should be able to go on that radio station and say you're an idiot, and you know, you should be able to go back and expose them. But all across the board, whether it's liberal or conservative or libertarian, just we're losing free speech at every level. And I mean, just down the street protesting, they're trying to restrict that. And it's a very, very dangerous trend. Pastor, I want to thank you.
I want you to understand one more thing, Alex, before we close out.
Sure, we're almost out of time, Pastor.
All right, very, very quickly. WFAX is not a Christian station per se. It's a commercial station. They have a right to do what they want to do. They had every right to throw me off. But it's a commercial station with a Christian slant. It's not a non-profit, tax-exempt Christian radio station.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. But I was thankful and grateful, and I still have a program on that station, Monday through Friday, The King's Business. And it's going around the world, www.wfax.com.
Boy, they're going to get mad at you doing these interviews now, though.
I know they are. I know they are, and that's the tragic thing. I started out the broadcast by saying,
but what happens if you get on the air? But what if you get on the air and say Israel doesn't allow Jews to marry outside Jews in Israel? Why do they have racial purity laws? What would happen to you if you said that on your King's Business show?
They won't let me on live anymore. Everything is recorded. I've got several hundred programs from the past that are being aired now.
No, they're phasing you out, brother. Hey, good hearing from you, Pastor.
I'm afraid I'm being phased out, Alex.
Well, you're not obsolete.
And,
don't worry.
And don't get phased out. Don't get gagged.
All right, take care,
this
Pastor.
This has been Grace. God bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, too. Well, there you have it. And it's a reign of terror. You know, liberals listening right now, you're having your free speech taken. You're being restricted. He's being restricted, and I mean, if that isn't political insanity, I don't even call it correctness, just, I mean, what, 60% in a major poll just a few months ago in Israel, Jews that are against the war and against what their government's doing? Are they all evil? Should they all be gagged? You know, again, the Jewish people are a very diverse group of folks, but the labor Zionist crowd that now masquerades as Likudniks are anything but conservative, and they are anti-Christian. And people have the right to say that. They also target the Orthodox Jews. I've read a lot, it's in big Jewish magazines and newspapers, that they target the Orthodox and CPS their kids, grab their kids, and it's, you know, you've seen them stomping on the settlers and doing all the rest of it. It's really bad. And so I think it's important to not, I mean, I get criticized because I won't get up here and, you know, it'd be like George Bush. Bush is supposedly a German name. George Bush is bad, but Germans aren't bad. You know, Hitler was bad, but Germans aren't bad. But free speech, it's just under attack in this country. We'll come back and take your calls. Got a whole another hour coming up, but final segment this hour. We'll go right to your calls on the other side of this quick break. So stay with me, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother, Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Let's go ahead and go to some of your calls, and I'll get into Bush signing bills that weren't passed by the Congress and a lot of other insanity. John in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome. Okay, he's not there. Who's up next after him? Ian in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes.
I was watching news the other night, and immediately after they said that the Dubai port deal was falling through, it had on the bottom of the ticker news that the Carlyle Group was going to establish an infrastructures group, and that was to buy road bridges and ports.
Yeah, and then I was aware of that, and then they sell it to themselves at reduced prices. You have the president, who is a major shareholder, as well as his father, his mother, the Queen of England, the Bin Laden family, the UAE folks, and then they become the holding company and start gobbling up the roads, and then local county, cities, and states sign over the roads and then even pay the toll road companies to run the tolls. So it's just a total scam. Total profiteering, total criminality everywhere. And, of course, Halliburton's going to be taking over the UAE deal as a holding company for Dubai Ports World.
Doesn't surprise me.
Hey, but we can put out neocon T-shirts saying I love Halliburton.
Another quick question. We've been getting inundated here with all this child pornography on the Internet, and it's really going wild around here in Pennsylvania, and I was just curious if you think that might be a way of the government overseeing or overtaking the Internet as far as information and, you know.
Well, I mean, what do you mean going wild? I mean, they've been having a bunch of busts, international busts, I've seen in the news.
Well, they've been doing that, and then plus that's all you've been seeing on the news, morning, noon, and evening news.
Well, I mean, I was going to talk about this today. I have it in the stack where they have this big international bust, and Elliot Spitzer and Gonzalez are up there together. Understand, there are lobbyists on Capitol Hill for the white slavery rings. I mean, the slavery is bigger than African slaves to this country, the numbers, in an average year, not over 300 years of it. And it's openly, much of it is sexual, it is public, it is admitted, and nothing's done. And Rumsfeld's asked about it by Cynthia McKinney, and he says, we're not going to do anything. And then, meanwhile, the very same people involved in all this run around posing as if they're going to keep us all safe from this stuff. And it's just more of the same. It's like they go bust a few low-level drug dealers. Meanwhile, they're bringing in the majority of the drugs. And, yes, that's why they want to have Internet IDs and Internet 2 and track everything. And, yeah, that's another one of their excuses to take over the web, as if they can't go and bust these people instantly. You know, we've had people, feds on, retired people, who've actually tracked this, and New York City detectives and others. And every time it led to politicians, it was shut down. I mean, this stuff just didn't even really exist until this elite took over in the last 50 years, and now it's metastasizing. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, that's it. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it is. It is hellish. Before we end the shower and come back and talk to Tim and many others that are patiently holding, PrisonPlanet.tv, all 14 of my full-length feature films, all my new films when they come out, weeks before they're available in DVD, all my weekly TV reports, video reports with guests in studio, so much more. Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Back from 9 to midnight, we take a lot of those interviews, post them there at PrisonPlanet.tv. So much more. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 5-plus months free right now when you sign up. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.